unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden is praising U.S. intelligence workers while also warning them not to underestimate Chinese President Xi Jinping.
He is deadly earnest about becoming the most powerful military force in the world, as well as the largest and most prominent economy in the world.
Today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin clarified the Pentagon's position.
We don't seek, a conflict with China. We recognize that we will compete.
So we're going to talk to Mike Lyons a little bit about China and other things. Mike Lyons is our go-to military analyst, served with all kinds of military organizations in both the United States and Europe throughout his career. Was commander during Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, awarded the Bronze Star for his actions in combat. Also has a Bachelor of Science degree from West Point, and we love talking to him about all things military. Mike Lyons, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jack. Great to be back with you.
You know, before we get into the details of the military stuff, and that's more technical and things you can predict, how much of military strategy is trying to read somebody's personality, like President, I shouldn't even call him President, Dictator Xi, and trying to figure out, is he the kind of guy that would try to move on Taiwan or not?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, rational leader theory. It happens all the time in foreign policy and how diplomats try to, when they put together their deals. So, but from the military's perspective, you have to consider all possibilities. From the worst possible thing is he launches a first strike nuclear attack to he sits back and does nothing and lets us basically wind up our military and put it into a position where it can do something. So the military's got a tougher job because, again, it has to take in all those scenarios where when you're sitting across the table as a diplomat, you just have to look at it and say, well, is he rational? Is he going to be rational and try to negotiate from there?
Are you comfortable making a read on him, or are you not comfortable without having more information?
Oh, no, I think he's definitely very aggressive moving forward. I mean, what he's done in the South China Sea in the past 5 years, he's built missile bases. He didn't build condos. He's not moving people out there into those places. Another report came out in the New York Times that shows nuclear sites in some of their deserts in the western part of China that will clearly threaten Europe. These ICBMs fundamentally can hit the United States. They need to be part of any future Russia-U.S. nuclear proliferation treaty that have since expired right now. I mean, there's real threat that there's an arms race taking place. And it's not just the U.S. and Russia. It's not the U.S. and China and Russia.
Well, since you brought up Russia, and we'll get back to China in a second, they announced last week that they've got a supersonic weapon that they say our technology can't stop, a missile, mm-hmm. and a new plane that matches our best stuff. Are you worried about that?
I'm not. I mean, those are kind of fire once and in some ways fire and forget. None of them are really end-of-the-world weapons. I mean, the existential threat still remains, the 1,500 nuclear tip warheads that could be fired from their launch sites inside of Russia. They could decide to move their people into bunkers to try to prevent anything that would happen on the way back if we decided to respond. The existential threat is really that, as opposed to any kind of one or two one-off weapons they might create. It might create havoc or so, and we'll eventually come up some way to fight against it, but it can't be mass-produced, and it won't be something that will affect over the long run.
Mike Lyons, military analyst. So back to China, it troubled me. I was watching the opening ceremony of the Olympics with my son, and they don't call Taiwan in the Olympics. They call it the Chinese Republic of Taipei or something like that. And I thought, wow, so the world bends over backwards to go with the language that China wants because they don't consider Taiwan a country.
Yeah, the more you see things out there and project that this is where this great nation battle is going to take place. There was a recent war game that took place last year against us versus China over Taiwan. It took place well into the future 10 years. And we got our butts kicked in it. And, again, war games are, it happens all the time, and it's not that big a deal in some ways. But what's the big deal is that they release the results of it. Usually these are, classified, and they keep these things in close hold. And that's because we kind of fought the normal way we normally fight, and that's we kind of wind up our military. You look at the last two wars. We wound up, with Desert Storm, we took 5 months. We brought all the troops there, even in Iraq. We wound up and brought all the troops there. China's not going to let any of that happen. China's going to come after us initially, first with a cyber attack that'll knock all our command and control out. And then they're going to go after our carriers. They'll go right after our Navy right away. So this was no match in this war game that took place, and the Air Force run it, and maybe they didn't lean towards the Navy like they should have, but I think there's no question China's going to fight differently than anyone we haven't seen since really the Second World War.
Wow, that is troubling stuff. So I take in a lot of podcasts about this stuff, and it seems to me that the Biden administration, the Obama administration, kind of tried it, and Trump tried it, and then Biden's going further with it, just like saying, okay, the hell with the Middle East, we got to focus on China. And so getting into position, like you call it winding up, into position so that there's a deterrent that China won't, the best way to win the war, the battle for Taiwan, is to make it clear to China that it wouldn't be easy to do. So we're trying to focus that direction. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, exactly. There's an article written by a congressman out talking about, prepare now for this war that's going to take place in the Pacific. It's not theory. I mean, it's really going to be. And, again, in Desert Storm and in the first Iraq, we wound up. We had the opportunity to move hundreds of thousands of troops to the region. They did nothing. I'll tell you a quick story. We were in August of 1990. We were sitting in a conference room watching the 24th Infantry Division come off their boats, their ships, and being deployed inside of Saudi Arabia. Had the Iraqis attacked them and destroyed that division while they were in the port, basically, the Middle East looks completely different. It would have taken, they say, 4 years to get back a foothold on
them.
So they just didn't do anything, and that's the point. The Iraqis had that capability, but they just did, call it guts, call it whatever you want to do it. But the Chinese will. The Chinese will do that. They'll sink a carrier with 5,000 sailors on it and go on to the next one. They won't think anything of it. And I think that's the difference between this enemy versus previous enemies we've had over the past 30 years.
Wow, and their ability with their population and just their attitude, their nationalism, their ability to absorb losses is something unlike, certainly anything of the Western powers would do.
Yeah. I mean, again, the first attack comes cyber. They're going to blind us. They'll shut our command and control down. Where this war game failed was they did that. And we have a lot of joint things. We have a lot of sexy technology that kind of connects a lot of dots. And, you find a target in one side of the battlefield and it allows that to be communicated to the group that's over there. Well, if you shut all that stuff down and that side doesn't see it, then the threats are just keep magnifying. And that's what this war game showed. And again, the fact that they released this tells me that they're concerned about it, and that they're going to start moving and changing certain things and bring different people in, different leaders in, because we're going to have to fight a very different war, likely within the next 10 years. And I hate to say that. I got a son in the Navy. Believe me, I'm not looking to advocate for this.
No.
But this is what the world is as it currently is outlined, and who knows, maybe we won't even fight for Taiwan when the time comes. Who knows what
wow.
All these people do.
Yeah, and that the world would look different the day we make that decision.
Yeah, for sure. We want to be this Pacific power. We want to be this power. We're going to have to reallocate a lot of those resources towards the strategic weapons. We're going to have to do better in space. We're going to have to become more resilient in our cyber. And we're going to have a Navy that's going to be able to protect airfields and protect its carriers from what's going to be a very nasty Chinese threat of missiles and all kinds of technology that they have that our enemies didn't have in the past.
It's so hard to wrap your head around, I think, for most people, the idea of a country attacking us. It's been so long and it's been so unlikely most of everybody's lives that it just seems like, well, nobody would ever do that. We're the big bad, you know, we're the big bad bully. Nobody would ever do that. But time will come. I mean, the history of the world is the history of the world, and time will come when somebody takes a shot.
Yeah, Jack, and you're right. And the bottom line is this is still an away game for us, right? I mean, we still have to deploy all these resources, 8, 9, 12 time zones from here in order to get that done. But the Chinese, again, are the type that could do that and could reach us here in the U.S. and could reach us on the West Coast and the East Coast and go after our cities. Are we willing to trade off Taiwan for New York City, for Atlanta, for Los Angeles, San Francisco? I'm not sure. I don't know what an American president does. We made bad assumptions in this war game. We didn't assume that nobody would use nuclear weapons. I think that's a bad assumption. It's a good, the movie Midway has got a great example of what happened when the Japanese tried to G2 and figure out what was going to happen at Midway before, and they made the Japanese American side fight a certain way, and they fought. They didn't fight the way the Americans they wanted to fight because they were losing, and they just didn't want to see it that way. And that's the question here. We have to become much more open as to what's the realm of possibilities and be ready for that scenario.
Man, that's fascinating stuff. I'm just the kind of guy I could talk to you about that all day long, but we are out of time. Mike Lyons, yep. We always appreciate your time. We'll link your Twitter account to ours, and people should follow you.
Great, Jack. Thanks very much. Great
Thank you. Yeah, you talk about something that we can't imagine. We just can't imagine that another country would actually ever use nuclear weapons. Well, it's going to happen someday, and you have to be prepared for it. And, you know, every indication from Winnie the Pooh over there in China is that he's hell-bent on you know, becoming the dominant force in the world. What's the old saying? When somebody, you know, tells you who they are, believe them, that sort of thing, or shows you who they are, believe them. That's what she's doing. He's showing the world who he is. We need to believe him. Anyway, I believe Joe Getty is going to join the program coming up, which is very exciting. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Simone Biles out of the individual competition in the Olympics. So it wasn't just the team thing. She's just done. She's passing on the opportunity to cement herself as the greatest gymnast of all time because she's her head ain't right, among other things to discuss, all on the way on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text CAR to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text CAR to 42424 right now. Text CAR to 42424. Text CAR to 42424.
Pay for by loose debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with $5,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of reward points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Add in the loss of jobs and closing of businesses due to COVID, and it's easy to see why so many people are struggling to make their minimum payments. Loose Debts is here with good news. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $5,000 in debt. But you must call us at 800-809-9528. As government and forbearance programs come to an end, banks are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-809-9528. You have enough to worry about. Eliminate your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-809-9528. That's 800-809-9528.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Have to get back into some of the statistics around masking and COVID and everything like that, just because the government's going full speed ahead on you. You've got to wear a mask indoors if you're vaccinated, and counties and states and schools and everywhere are starting to adopt it, and it's just, yeah, it's nonsensical. Our next guest is Joseph Getty, who we welcome to the program. He is the co-host of a fabulously successful radio show heard on 60 stations around this country called The Armstrong and Getty Show. Welcome to the show, Joe Getty.
Good morning, friends. I'm sorry I missed the Mike Lyons interview. Hanson told me off the air he made shocking revelations or statements or something.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. We did a war game thing about Taiwan, and we failed miserably. The Joint Chiefs released this information. He said that is not the sort of thing that usually happens, that if we don't do well in the war games, we usually keep it to ourselves. He thinks there's got to be a reason that they announced this, just to, like, let everybody know, hey, this is not only is this not going to be easy, we would lose right now. You know, some of it might be to get more funding. Some of it might just be to wake up the American people. Hey, we're not invincible.
Yeah, I think those last two possibilities are absolutely likely. You know, they depend on civilian leadership to get them what they need. And yeah, it's always a difficult call since everybody always wants more funding in the military-industrial complex, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I believe it.
So Simone Biles is out of the individual competition. We had suggested yesterday that maybe she took the individual competition more seriously than the team, and she was, but no, she's done.
Yeah, you know, I happened to be watching part of the press conference before I wandered out here to the garage where I'm talking to you from, and she made statements about taking care of herself and how important it is and blah, blah, blah. Then she says, I think bowing out just shows what a strong competitor I am.
That's an interesting statement.
And with all due respect, I'm not sure I get that.
Yeah, well, so I opened the show talking about there's some sexism going on here. And I'm fine with it. I have no need to beat up on Simone Biles. But, you know, we're regularly told you got to treat women exactly this. They're every bit as tough as men. We got to treat them the same as men. So I'm looking at the USA Today, front page, Biles. I have to do what's right for me. And then two different articles. Some things are more valuable than gold about her dealing with her mental health. And then it's brave and simply human to protect yourself is the other article. You going to tell me that's the way the world would react it? If Tom Brady, during the halftime of the Super Bowl, had told his teammates, look, just all this pressure of being called the greatest of all time and, you know, the whole world watching, I just, it's just too much for me. You think everybody would be talking about he did the right thing, the self-care, the importance of, more important. No, he'd have been ridiculed and mocked endlessly for being weak.
There would be a headline in every paper with print the size of War with Japan that says, he quits. Or yeah. I quit.
Or LeBron James, fourth quarter, just says, everybody calls me the GOAT, and it's just the pressure of being the greatest of all time. I can't handle it. And again, I'm not saying I don't want to mock Simone Biles, but you got to admit, she's getting treated different because she's a young woman than if she was a dude.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a history of abusive factors in there, but, you know, maybe this is a moment worth having. You know, as a human, a husband, a son of a mother, a brother of a sister, I raised two girls. Here's a shocking revelation for you. Women are different than men.
You can't say that. You can't say that. Canceled. You can't say that.
Canceled.
Women are the same as men in every single way. Birthing humans. I mean, they're all exactly the same.
Yeah, my thoroughly male ass they are. So, you know, if this is a moment where we can say, okay, you know, her head works a little differently than Tom Brady's does, and that's fine. And, hey, you know what? The women are different than fellas, and we can all accept that, and it's not an insult.
I just think it's odd. You know, after endless for the last couple of years doing away, stop using gendered language. We're not supposed to admit there's a difference, that there's any difference between men and women, that there's not any difference between any men. And so then the USA Today with clearly a different way of handling it. How about if it had been Michael Phelps? I don't know if they'd have gone with the Tom Brady, LeBron James scenario I had laid out earlier of like jokes, but they'd have called him a head case. Like, man, he's crazy. How about that dude? He has got some problems. And nobody is going like that direction with her.
Well, yeah, it's a kid glove thing. I mean, even like Michael Phelps, they would be asking him, what's the problem specifically? What are you talking about, your mental health?
Yeah.
Why would you walk out at the dawn of the greatest blah, blah, blah? I'm not saying it's wrong. Just let's recognize why it's right, if it's right.
The one line from the USA Today article is, some things more valuable gold. This might be her most powerful performance ever. So they're actually raising it up to something to admire, which, again, I don't have any problem with that, but you wouldn't treat a dude the same way.
Well, and for those old enough, you know, when Roberto Duran was getting pummeled by, was it Sugar Ray Leonard?
Yeah.
And he said, no mas. I mean, he was getting hammered in his abdomen over and over again and said, I'm done. My body's too beat. I can't take anymore. He was mocked. I mean, he was weak and a quitter.
Right.
So, again, if different treatment is warranted, let's be honest about it and talk about why.
Fantastic. It's a teachable moment is what it is. I give Joe Getty the gold medal for teachable moments.
Good Lord, I just threw up in my mouth.
I hope you wear a mask indoors today, wherever you are.
I will not.
You have to. You have to. It's coming to a county near you. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How to handle the January 6th hearing that is going on this week that started yesterday. That's something we've been discussing because it's a pretty controversial topic, hot topic. But man, some of the testimony yesterday for the worst of the violence was amazing. I've got a couple of comments on it and an interesting angle that I hadn't thought about. That Nancy Pelosi might be trying to dodge a question about. I'll get to that in just a second. But first, this report of Fox News from Chad Pergram on how it went down yesterday.
Chilling testimony from police.
They tortured me.
Officers thought they were going to die.
They beat me.
Until Officer Michael Fanone, tased by rioters and suffering a heart attack, pleaded with his attackers.
I yelled out that I have kids.
Officers say horrors of the riot haunt them.
That they continue to be a constant trauma for us literally every day.
One officer thought there should be consequences for who's responsible.
If a hitman is hired and he kills somebody, the hitman goes to jail. But not only does the hitman go to jail, but the person who hired them does.
So that, I guess they mean the hitman is Trump. See, I'm not as convinced that Trump ordered the people to go there as he seems to be, although, you know, I think there's going to be more testimony to come as to what Trump's attitudes were during the riot. But staying away from that and just focusing on the people that were there and beating on cops and trying to kill them, just absolutely awful. Let's hear a little more from Officer Fanone. Who, he was off duty, by the way. He just heard on his radio that they were getting overwhelmed there at the Capitol. He went over on his own and ended up being in a multi-hour fist fight, outnumbered 50-1, and not just outnumbered, but outweaponed, 50-1, trying to hold the line long enough that the politicians inside could get to a safe place, because I've always believed this. I still believe it today. Some of those people had got in, had gotten a hold of Nancy Pelosi, would have killed her. I really believe that. Anyway, here's more from Officer Fanone.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Yeah, so... I see the text and the emails. I know a lot of you don't believe that the January 6th riot was a big deal. The politicians who are saying that it was no more than a normal tour of the Capitol, it looked like tourists to them, that's just an out-and-out lie covering up some awful things that were going on there. They were trying to beat police to death so that they could get in and kill politicians to stop them from doing what they are constitutionally ordered to do. That is what happened that day. Nothing will ever change my mind. There are hours and hours and hours and hours of video to show that that's what happened. Joe Getty joins us on the Armstrong and Getty program. Joe?
I second the motion. I don't understand people's need for utter, incredibly oversimplified worldviews. We good. We good. They bad. They bad. I mean, I don't get it. You know, the fact that the people holding these hearings are utterly morally bankrupt, lying hypocrites. I mean,
yep. Adam Schiff. I mean, just come on. I was going to get into that. That's what I was going to get into. Andy McCarthy wrote a piece from the National Review about how Nancy Pelosi, you know, he's saying from a Democrat's perspective, she ruined a great opportunity. If you're just looking at the politics of this, because that testimony yesterday was striking. But she ruined it by not allowing a couple of Republicans to be on there to make it look more political, and for having loser Adam Schiff on there.
Right. I mean, if she had selected the most moderate of Republicans, I'm sorry, of Democrats. I mean, they're barely Democrats at all. And you see the footage of the people trying to beat the cops to death and the rest of it. It would have had enormous moral power, but she undermined it completely by having, you know, these just despicable humans on the panel. You can't take it seriously.
Yeah, and then there's one more angle to this I want to get to. This is something Jim Jordan brought up on Brett Baer yesterday, and I actually wonder about this myself.
It was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect this and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
So this is the first time I've considered this. Maybe Trump and Pelosi both misjudged that crowd. Trump thought, yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be a lot of people there, a lot of shouting and chaos and everything like that, showing how people are standing up for me. This is going to be great. And it got out of hand. I got to believe Trump is not cool with people trying to beat police to death or hang Mike Pence. But on the other hand, I wonder if Nancy Pelosi thought, yeah, this is going to be awesome. Those nuts are going to go over to the Capitol and make a giant mess of everything, and the whole world's going to see what Trump supporters are actually like. And she didn't think it was going to go that far. So she didn't want to get the overwhelming force over there to stop it from happening. She wanted a dust-up because she thought it would look bad.
I think you're absolutely right on that guess. And what struck me from that clip in particular, before I forget, was you certainly can't have somebody on the panel saying it was a terrible day and those who did wrong need to be held accountable. What? I thought he was this dangerous right-wing lunatic. That sounds like him saying, yeah, the ugliness needs to be looked into and treated harshly. So, yeah, but you can't have him on there.
Oh, those people who had the cops down and were beating on them and trying to get their weapon, those people are lunatics.
You dumb bastards.
Mr. President, now is not the time. Yeah, just absolute savagery. It's shocking what humans can do when they're in a whipped-up mob.
Yeah, mob mentality. There might not be anything more frightening than mob mentality.
I would agree. Actually, Rand Paul and his wife were talking about that recently, as they're discussing the fact that nobody's been prosecuted for them getting jostled and screamed at and threatened. I'm not sure how you would find those people, honestly, but she described it, the lovely Mrs. Paul, as there was no humanity in their eyes. I was trying to explain to them, Rand wrote the Breonna Taylor Act, the reform and policing thing, and they just screamed for blood. You know, the voice of reason against the howling mob. It's an old saying.
And the crowd on the left, from what I remember of that, mostly thought it was kind of funny that Rand Paul had to fear for his life when he got surrounded by that crowd.
There was great mirth. There was encouragement of it on lefty Twitter. So, yeah, there's your moral high ground, folks.
I think we have been, you know, I'm going to break my arm, pat myself on the back, but I think we have been completely consistent on this from the very beginning of you can't allow people to commit political violence, and no matter what, and we left or right or anybody, you just can't do that. You let that genie out of the bottle, and it gets out of control really, really fast. And when people making that point are accused of whataboutism, which I think is just a stupid term, you know, well, you're just saying what about them and excusing? No, that's not an excuse for the riots. It's a general principle. You cannot allow political violence, whether they're tearing down a statue, a mob in the middle of the night, or whether they're trying to let a federal building on fire in Portland and attacking police, or whether they're attacking cops. And you just can't allow political violence, period. How complicated is that?
You know, I was just going to say, who could not wrap their mind around that thought? It's perfectly simple and perfectly true, and yet for some reason in these times people feel the need to twist themselves into rhetorical and illogical knots to excuse one and condemn the other.
But anyway,
a bunch of punks.
I think it's pretty interesting, Andrew McCarthy writing this piece, and he's with the National Review, and he actually wrote a long essay right before the election on why you should vote for Trump, right? So he's a Trump guy. But he thought that the video yesterday was just horrifying and that these people need to be prosecuted to the fullest. And this can be, but he also thinks that Nancy Pelosi really squandered a political opportunity by booting particularly Jim Jordan off and making it look like, you know, it's a partisan, well, I almost said witch hunt, but we don't want to use that term. It's been overused. A partisan affair. Because he says if Jim Jordan, in the light of that testimony and those videos, if he had come out and tried to downplay any of that yesterday, it would have, man, that would have been a clunker. That would have rung hollow. And I think Jim Jordan knows that that would have not worked.
So, well, right. So they can't even, there's no even appearance of having the moral high ground. It's just completely ruined.
No, so Nancy Pelosi lost all her political heft with this, if you want to make it about politics. It's just a shame. It's a shame all the way around. Everybody overthinks these things. Everybody tries to score political points. Nobody's trying to do, just get down to the basics. You'd think that you could get together enough moderate Republicans and Democrats that we all agree we can't have this happen again. This can't occur again, no matter what. But apparently we can't do that.
The president's senile. Our Olympians quit. Goodbye, sweet America. These are dark times indeed.
Boy, so what's our swimmer gal that's supposed to be so dominant?
Katie Ledecky,
and she did win a gold. She's won a couple of golds. But she, one race that she was supposed to win, she finished fifth last night. I don't know if you saw that. And
like a second. I didn't see that. I saw her win the 1500, which is like swimming from here to Omaha.
Yeah.
What an event.
Yeah, well, it's the first time they've ever had that, and she won it. But one of her strongest races that she's won, it's the first time she'd been beaten in forever. She finished fifth. She was actually seventh at the last turn and swam her way into fifth place. But she looked, like, confused when she got done. Like, what the hell happened? So I don't know what's going on there. We're still in first place with the medals because we're America. And, you know, plenty of time to come back with the track and field and everything like that. But one of our fastest women got booted for smoking the ganj. I don't know.
Katie couldn't activate her glutes. Could she activate her glutes?
I don't know. But that would be weird if you're expecting to win. And you're, like, way behind everybody. I mean, she's had to be able to see in the pool that, man, there's, like, six people ahead of me.
Well, rough day at the office. We've all had them.
Yeah. So what do you got going on today? Is that a secret?
No, not at all. I'm in beautiful Monterey, California on an annual golf trip with a bunch of friends. Just arrived last night. Was probably overserved. Oh. But I'm bouncing back. We're heading for the golf course in just a few minutes.
And, overserved on food and drink?
Oh, yes, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was so funny how that happened. Well, I get here at 3:30 and somebody hands me a glass of wine. 3:30 in the afternoon.
For people listening around the country, Monterey, the Monterey Peninsula there, around there, is where some of the best golf courses in the world are.
It's stunningly beautiful. I mean, I remembered how beautiful it was, but I kind of didn't remember. It's just mind-boggling how pretty it is.
Are you playing Pebble Beach?
I am not. I am playing, I don't think there's any problem with saying this. I have a friend, an old friend, who is a member at Monterey Peninsula Country Club.
Okay.
Which is right next door to Pebble Beach and is spectacular. It's two golf courses.
And
so playing there.
And you got to be somebody to be there, right? Get somebody like you.
Not really. He's a fine fella. He's been a member for a very long time.
Do people have to refuse to look at you? Is it one of those places?
They don't want to look at me.
No, the servants. Servants have to avert their eyes and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, generally they say good morning and that sort of thing. Mm. I don't know where you hang out or what century, but here in America, we treat people as equals.
I just finished reading The Great Gatsby. I know how you're supposed to treat people like that.
Hey, Jack, yeah. I got a clip of Joe at the course.
Okay.
Who do you think you are? I am!
There you go. Joe, after he sinks a putt.
My tee shot on the first hole.
God, I remember I played Pebble Beach once, and I played Pebble Beach in 1983. So that was a long, long time ago. And back then it cost, if I remember, it was like $80. And so it wasn't that much, but it was still really, really cool. I was so nervous about that first tee shot because, you know, there's people.
Oh, yeah, everybody is. It's terrifying.
Well, there's people teeing off every 10 minutes all day long, year round, pretty much. And there's a lot of people watching, and I was so nervous, but I hit a good one. I'll always remember. I hit a good shot as I'm ever going to hit. So I was very happy with that. I was really not wanting to dribble it off the tee box there at Pebble Beach with people staring at me. I think I would have just taken my clubs and gone back to the car and sat into the car until my friend got done.
You know, the second time I played Pebble, I yank hooked the ball. That means I pulled it and then a curve left. It left the field. It was still rising when it went out of bounds. There's an employee over there. He picks it up. He hurls it into the fairway. He says, good kick.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. I believe that it's within the rules of golf that the ball is in play.
And then so you told him to avert his eyes. Don't speak to me.
I didn't have to. He was staring at his shoes humbly. Yes, sir. No, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
A couple of more Olympic notes for you and some other news to get into. We thank Joe Getty for joining us. He is off to do you drink while you play golf?
No, yeah. I used to, but I don't anymore. It's
I'm just drunk.
Well, aren't you a grown-up? All right. That takes all the fun out of it. The stories would be much
better.
The stories would be much better if you drank while you played golf. And you got a lot more on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
When Simply Safe Home Security's founders Chad and Eleanor Lawrence designed their first security system in their kitchen, they did it for a very personal reason. Their friends had just had their home broken into.
They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and would make them feel safe again.
Making people feel safe is what Simply Safe has been doing ever since that moment 15 years ago.
They have a passion to protect people. It not only drives every engineering detail in its products, but it motivates every interaction with its customers.
Whether that's during a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, or even just when you're setting up the system.
Yep, there's always someone there who has your back to keep you safe and make sure you feel safe.
To learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect you, visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong today to customize your system and get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize your system. It's super easy, and you'll get a free security camera. One more time, it's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
This year, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring heroes with 200 mortgage-free homes. A never-forget walk, more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Tower of Light tributes, names of those lost to 9/11 illness, are being read on September 12th, and names of all lost in the War on Terror are being read on Veterans Day. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and I on Thursday for Open Line Thursday. That's right, we want to hear what you think about what's going on in our city, our state, and our nation. That's Thursday right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join the Cult 45 Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight.
And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dinorama presents Brew by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Wealthy Democratic donor Ed Buck has been convicted on 9 federal charges relating to a pair of fatal overdoses at his West Hollywood home. Prosecutors say Buck paid homeless men, frequently African Americans, to use drugs and engage in sexual acts and then often injected them personally. Each of the charges resulted in death, carrying a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
It's a big L.A. story. He's a big L.A. Democrat donor and a weirdo when it comes to the bedroom, apparently, wanting to drug up dudes, random dudes, and have sex with them, and regularly them dying. And that didn't seem to, put a damper on his party, that they died sometimes. What a weirdo. Anyway, he's going to jail. Good. Got to tell you about the latest masking situation. I really thought it was 75 days ago that the CDC said you can ditch your masks if you've been vaccinated. Yeah, well, apparently not so much, as they completely changed course yesterday. More on that in just a second. Crime's up. Our belief that crime is up is sky high, and it's because crime is up. And now is a better time than ever to get a Simply Safe home security system. You know, the founders of Simply Safe, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen, and they did it for a very personal reason. Their friends had just had their home broken into, and they're struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and make them feel safe again. I've talked about how I've had friends who I've seen wrestle with the security system at night before they go to bed and just say, whatever, because there's too many menus and buttons and beeps and this and that. So Simply Safe works really well, but it's really simple to use. Now, a whole bunch of organizations have called Simply Safe flat out the best security system you can get for your home. Not for a lower end one. No. It's not going to cost as much. It's easy to use, but it's just great. All you have to do is take about 2 minutes to customize your system on the website. When you go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong, it'll come to you designed for your home in about a week or so. It's going to take you 30 minutes to set up yourself, and then fire, burglary, medical emergency, or just help setting up the system, so easy to get to. So go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong today to customize your system and get a free security camera. Yep, right now you get a free security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Let's hear the back and forth just a little bit from Peter Ducey and Joe Biden yesterday. That'd be clip 40, if you would, there, Michael.
Why did the president say, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask? Let me repeat.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Yeah, he said it a week ago, and now we're wearing masks. Quickly, Jonah Goldberg on the masking idea from yesterday. That's 45.
I have to say I'm infuriated by all of it. I think that this is a terrible idea. It is an example of how badly handled this has been, not just by government officials and local officials, but also big swaths of the American people. I know the media likes to focus on how there are Republican vaccine hesitant people out there, and statistically that's definitely true. But in pure number terms, the biggest problems with the unvaccinated or the vaccine hesitant are in major urban centers that didn't overwhelmingly vote for Trump by any measure.
That's the point I wanted to make. Yes, a whole bunch of people that haven't been vaccinated are liberals. And that's why we're wearing masks now.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.